ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु परिभक्ति नैष्टिकी हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो 24th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर तम तात वयम अन्ये च वर्मुचम पतिमीश्वरम द्रवेस्तद्रीतसा सिद्धेर यजन्ते क्रतुभिर्नरः तम तात वयम अन्ये च वार्मुचं पतिमीश्वरम् द्रवेश्चद्रेस्दस सिद्धेर् यजन्ते क्रतुभिर्नरः तं तत् अन्ये च वार्मुचं Jis. Word to word meaning tam him tata my dear son vayam we anye others cha also vamucham of the clouds patim the master ishwaram the powerful controller, dravai with various items, tad retasa by his liquid discharge, siddhai produced, yajante they worship, kratubi by fire sacrifices, naraha men. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Not only we, my dear son, but also many other men worship Him, the Lord and Master of the rain-giving clouds. We offer Him grain and other paraphernalia of worship produced through His own discharge in the form of rain. Purport. Nanda Maharaj patiently tried to explain the facts of life to his young son Shri Krishna. But in fact, Nanda and all the residents of Vrindavan would learn an astonishing lesson as explained in this chapter. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च
श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्तदेशधारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण।
सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवस so that I can make an attempt to speak on such exalted literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, and that to the 10th canto. So, these pastimes of the Lord in the 10th canto are so sweet and relishable, and not just sweet and relishable, but they instruct so many practical lessons which can be followed by the sadhakas in general. So the 12th canto, it gives five characteristics of the descriptions of the Lord. Lord's pastimes. Very beautifully it is explained. There are five characteristics. The first characteristic is that the Lord's activities, the Lord's pastimes are attractive. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam tadeva shasvan manaso mahotsavam tadeva shokarnava shoshanam nunam yad uttama shloko yasho anugiyate. Tadeva Ramyam, they are attractive. All the pastimes of the Lord are there, they are very attractive. And one of the purpose of Lord's descent is to perform such wonderful acts so that the conditioned soul gets attracted to the Supreme Lord. So this is the one first characteristics of the Lord's pastime, that they are attractive. Ruchiram means they are relishable. Second characteristic is ruchiram, that are relishable. Relishable by all classes of men, whether one is liberated or whether one is not, or whether is in the process, it is relishable by everyone. And they are navam navam, they are ever fresh. No one gets bored by hearing the pastimes of the Lord. Because of our conditioned nature, one may take it lightly and think that, yeah, I know the pastime. But since time immemorial, people have been speaking about Krishna. And people are making money out of it by doing, by lecturing on Bhagavatam. But nobody is getting bored. At least in India, anywhere you go, wherever there is katha going on, people just flock around and they want to hear. So, it is ever fresh. And it is said, Manoso Mahotsavam, it is festival for the mind, perpetual festival for the mind. Because Krishna katha, when you sit and hear, it soothes the mind. You may have so many anxieties and so many problems in life. And when you come and just sit and hear Krishna Katha, at least for that time being, it soothes the mind. The more we hear, the more mind becomes peaceful. So they are perpetual festival for the mind. And then, tadeva shoka arnava shoshanam danam. They drive the ocean of misery. And therefore, in these particular pastimes, where we see that the residents of Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis, they were always discussing about Krishna Katha among themselves. And therefore, they never felt any tribulations. So many demons came. Vrindavan is not an easy place. There were so many disturbances. But they were always happy because they were always in association with Krishna. They were always hearing and chanting the Lord's glories. That's Vrindavan. That is the culture of bhakti. That they are always discussing Krishna Katha. So, therefore, this particular pastime of worshipping Govardhan Hill is another instructive pastime of the Lord, where Lord crushes the pride of Indra, who gets puffed up because of his position. But more important than that, that is done as, you can say, a side business. But the main purpose of this whole Leela is that Krishna wanted to have the association of his devotees. So he lifted the Govardhan Hill, and under this worshipable Govardhan Hill, he performed his pastimes for 7 days. So that's actually the purpose of any pastime, that Krishna wants to give pleasure to his devotees and have loving exchanges with them. And along with that, he crushed the pride of Indra, who was puffed up because of acquiring material position. So therefore, to access all these pastimes, it is said we have to really have the proper service attitude. Unless we don't hear all these pastimes with service attitude, the pastimes will not reach the heart. Just like when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and if it is not done with proper attitude, we may chant externally, it may be lip deep, but it may not touch the heart. It may not be heart deep. Similarly, the pastimes of the Lord, if the proper attitude is not there, then it's just an entertainment. One of the characteristics of the pastimes of the Lord, it's full of entertainment. But along with the entertainment, there are so many instructive lessons. So therefore, a right attitude is needed in which we approach these particular pastimes. So far, as this particular pastime has progressed, so many wonderful devotees have spoken on first 8 verses. So what I thought that we'll just go through all these 8 verses and the today's verse and try to draw some lessons so that we can understand this pastime, which progresses further. Like the main part of the pastime is still to come. So if we understand these certain lessons to be learned, we can more appreciate the pastime. So the pastime starts where Sukhdeva Goswami is explaining Maharaj Parikshit that this particular pastime took place in the same place where the previous pastime took place, where the Brahmana's wives were blessed by Lord Krishna in the same village. So it is said, while staying in that very place with his brother Baldev, Lord Krishna happened to see the cowherd men. They were busily engaged in arranging for the sacrifice for Indra. So here, Krishna comes into the picture. He first observes what's happening and he reacts. Now this is most important. How Krishna reacts to different situations, that becomes a pastime. So now, here, how he reacts and how he puts so many different questions to Nanda Maharaj, that forms the basis of the whole pastime. So any pastime if we take, Krishna exclusively establishes that loving service to Him is the topmost. So we can see so many pastimes of our Acharyas and Srila Prabhupada also, where they establish that topmost is bhakti among all other processes. When the Krishna Balaram temple was opened in Vrindavan, so there were so many local brahmanas who were called for doing yajna. Sacrifices were going on. But on the one side of the temple, there was a group doing kirtan. So Prabhupada was very pleased. So Prabhupada says, this is actually real yajna. So Krishna also through these pastimes establishes how devotional service is the topmost, and His representatives also do the same thing, establishing how loving devotional service to Krishna is the topmost. And how we can perform it's by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in this particular age. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So therefore, whenever Lord comes, He performs the pastimes. He appears like a human being, though He is not a human being. But it's just to show mercy to the conditioned souls. And when we hear these pastimes, we get purified and we become more dedicated to Him. Therefore, Sukhdeva Goswami, in 10th canto, he tells Parikshit Maharaj, Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham astita. Bhajate taddrishi krida yah shrutva tat paro bhavet. When Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to His devotees, He engages in pastimes as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to Him. So hearing the pastimes makes us more and more dedicated in the service towards the Lord. So how He reacted is more important, because though they are all great devotees of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord, eternal associates of the Lord, but through the pastime, Krishna wanted to establish that exclusive worship of Me. There is no need to worship anyone. No need to worship any demigod. Neither there is need to worship any other person. Exclusively you can worship Me, because I am the source of everything. So this is the first lesson which we can learn, that how Krishna reacts to different situations. He just reacts to give pleasure to the devotees. Now Krishna, being abhigya, He knows everything. He is the super soul. He already knew what's going to happen. But He still, further it is said, He still humbly inquired from the elders, headed by His father Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna is Sarva Darshana, He knows everything. But He inquires. And these questions, as we discussed, that they form the basis of the whole pastime. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, he says that Krishna knew everything all about the sacrifice because He has seen it many times before. The last pastime also, he had witnessed when the cowherd boys went and asked food from the brahmanas, they rejected. It's not, the yajna is not over. Now the person for whom the yajna is offered, he is asking the food, and that's what happens when one becomes ritualistic. The spiritual aspect is lost and it becomes just a ritual. So these brahmanas, they were so ritualistic that they forgot the purpose behind the yajna. So therefore, as a Krishna, He knew everything. He had experienced. But still, He inquires in a humble mood and cleverly, showing that how He is learned. As Paramatma, as this shloka says, second shloka, that as a super soul, He encouraged them to perform the sacrifice. But still He inquired about the imminent sacrifice. So therefore, this is another lesson that Krishna is eager to enact this beautiful pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill. And therefore, he put so many questions so that gradually the situation is built up. Then further, Krishna, he starts asking questions, very nice questions which he asks. And practically, if we see, before coming to Krishna consciousness, actually, we may be having the same questions. Because now we are devotees, many times, at least for me, I think, yeah, I know all these things, yeah, these questions are very... But for a new person who has not been introduced to Krishna consciousness, who doesn't know that who is the Supreme Person of Godhead, and even for all of us, to get convinced that how Krishna is demanding out of love, not forcing, but it's out of love that you have to worship me. So he, now this pastime is just when he is around 7 years old, 6 to 7 years old. And such beautiful questions he is asking. So anything about the Lord is something very amazing. So he asks the first question to Nanda Maharaj, my dear father, kindly explain to me what this great endeavor of yours is all about. So much endeavor was going on, so much efforts had been taken, and all these devotees were working hard. So, what? Show me, he is telling that, explain me why such endeavors have been taken. Then he asks, what is meant to accomplish? Why so much endeavor? Why so much efforts? What are you going to accomplish by it? And if this is a ritual sacrifice, then for whose satisfaction it is meant for? And what means is it is going to be executed? So these are the four questions which he asks to Nanda Maharaj. And these questions he himself answers further by giving six different arguments which will be discussed by the future devotees. He explains the Karma Mimamsa philosophy, which is basically atheistic philosophy. But he explains and ultimately comes to the culmination where he says that worshipping the cows, the Brahmanas and Govardhan Hill is the topmost. And he expands himself, and he, whatever the offerings were brought for the sacrifice to for Indra, they were offered to Lord, and Lord completely divorces everything. And shows exclusively to the devotees that how he is non-different from Govardhan Hill. And therefore devotees worship Govardhan because it's non-different from Krishna's body. So in this way, these questions form the basis of this wonderful pastime. So just by studying and hearing these beautiful questions asked by Krishna to Nanda Maharaj, and going through all those arguments which are presented by Krishna, one gets a thorough understanding about why there is a need to worship the Supreme Lord, and why demigod worship is not encouraged by the Supreme Lord himself. He gives explanation about, as Bhagavad Gita says, why demigods are not to be worshipped. They have to be respected, but there is no need to worship. Why? Because whatever the results they give, they are temporary. They are on a material platform. And ultimately, whatever results one gets by worshipping the demigods, it's ultimately sanctioned by the Supreme Lord himself. So these different pastimes of the Lord, it thoroughly explains that how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how there is a need to worship the Supreme Lord. Just water the root of the tree and everything gets satisfied. Just if you worship Krishna, then everyone gets satisfied. After all, demigods are great representatives of the Lord. And definitely they are happy if one becomes a devotee of the Lord. So therefore, all these different questions, they form the basis of this whole pastime. And then, the next verse, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, he is expressing his heart, which is most important. He's saying further, please tell me about, O Father, I have a great desire to know. Etad bruhi mahan kamo, great desire. And I am ready to hear in good faith. Certainly no secrets are to be kept by saintly personalities who see all others as equal to themselves, who have no conceptions of mine and another's, and who do not consider who is a friend, who is an enemy, and who is neutral. So here, these are the two characteristics or the qualities of Krishna which are being highlighted. A great desire to hear. Krishna says, I have a great desire to hear and I am ready to hear with faith. Krishna has faith in his devotees. As devotees have faith in Krishna, Krishna also has faith in devotees. And therefore he says, I have the great desire for what this worship is going on. And I want to hear with faith because I have faith in you. There is some substance. That means you, what you are doing, it's not something out of whimsical way. There is something behind it. So I want to know it. I want to hear with faith. Though everything Krishna knows as a super soul. But this is a pastime of the Lord. So he wants to hear with faith and he has a great desire. So therefore, this is the characteristic, this is the quality which the devotees need to be looking for, aspiring for and trying to cultivate, trying to emulate in their own personality. We see our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he had such great desire to hear. That's the quality which pleased his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saradhakur. And he had such faith in the words of his spiritual master that he took the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur as his life and soul. When Prabhupada first met Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in Ultananga temple in Calcutta, when Narendranath Mulik took him, and as the meeting was over, when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur instructed him that you are all learned men, you should preach this message in English. And when they were coming down, Narendranath Mulik asked him, what do you say about the sadhu? About this sadhu? Because Prabhupada had been with so many sadhus from his pastime, from his childhood, that his father used to invite. But Prabhupada was always doubting. But he said that, yes, the movement of Lord Chaitanya is in right hands. And therefore, he started interacting and started hearing from him on a regular basis. And therefore, the famous statement Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur made that he likes to hear, he doesn't go away. So that's the quality of a great Vaishnava, a great devotee, that he hears from his spiritual master. And hearing from spiritual master, one gets answers to all his questions. Prabhupada was a Gandhian before he came in contact with Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And he thought that India should get independence first and then one can preach the message of Lord Chaitanya. But that's the power of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He was so convinced, and he convinced Srila Prabhupada about the message of Lord Chaitanya and the need to spread this message in spite of India not being independent. So, hearing from a bona fide spiritual master with faith and with a great desire, it always leads to gain immense knowledge, getting free of doubts, and that leads to conviction. And when one is convinced about the process, then one really gets satisfied. And when one is satisfied, that leads to surrender to the Supreme Lord. And surrender leads to purification, which is ultimate the aim of our process, that we purify our existence. And therefore, hearing with faith and having that eager desire, it also deepens the relationship with the Guru and the Vaishnavas. Prabhupada was connected with Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur only because of hearing. Hardly physical association he got, very few times. But he was connected through the words of the spiritual master. And therefore, he was recognized. So how hearing leads to recognition by the spiritual master. We have to be recognized by the spiritual master, by the devotees, in order to advance. And depending upon the quality, we are recognized, not on externals. In spiritual circles, recognition is based on the internal qualities of a devotee, not just externals. Outside world, everything is recognized. You get recognition by what you do, general things, externally what you do. But not much emphasis on the internal things. But spiritual master recognizes the real mood of the disciple. And that's how he recognizes. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur recognized Swami Srila Prabhupada as one of his prominent disciples. And therefore he instructed that when you ever get money, you should print books. And he gave such wonderful instructions and Prabhupada took as life and soul. And he joined the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And because of so much dedication and so much pains Srila Prabhupada took, we are here today. because of his institution is gone. So therefore, Vishwanatha Thakur says that if Nanda Maharaj had answered that I am busy, I am preparing, I am busy in preparing for the sacrifice and I can't answer your questions, Krishna would ask that why, for whom it is done, who is the demigod, who is so important. So Krishna is always demanding attention from Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and all the Vrajavasis. So if that had been the question, so therefore he is putting emphasis, I am ready to hear what you say. Who is this demigod? Who is more important? And you are so busy. I want to know. So he wanted to have attention of his father. That's a beautiful loving exchange, sweet exchanges between the Lord and his eternal father, Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj would say, you are mere a child and why are you asking such questions? So Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur in his commentary says further that I have a desire to know. As you are showing great expectations, please tell me because I wanted to hear. Because Nanda Maharaj was been worshipping, arranging the sacrifice for Indra. Why? Because Indra would is in charge of rains, and rains are necessary for getting grains, grass, and for economic development and ultimately liberation. In further shloka, as it explained. So therefore, Krishna, whatever he speaks with so maturity, and it is very clever in his speech. The entire Bhagavad Gita we see, it's just the words of Sri Krishna. What depth and what clarity Krishna speaks, each and every verse, each and every shloka, every word of that shloka, so precise and loaded with so much of knowledge that 5,000 years have passed from our calculation, but still that is the book which has been studied, worshipped, and followed by millions of people. So whatever Krishna does, whether he dances, he plays flute, or he speaks, is something very amazing. And he does with very maturity. And then Krishna is telling that, being your son, I am most trustworthy friend. And therefore, please not left me, don't left me out. You have to tell me all these things. He says, one who is neutral may be avoided like an enemy, but a friend who should be considered like one's own self. So Prabhupada writes here, even if Nanda Maharaj did not see friends, enemies and neutral parties as entirely equal, Lord Krishna, being Nanda Maharaj's son, was certainly a most trustworthy friend and should therefore not be left out of intimate discussions. So he wanted to be part of this discussion. Therefore, in other words, Nanda Maharaj might have thought that as a householder he could not act on a highest saintly platform, and thus Lord Krishna furnished additional reasons why his father should trust him and reveal the entire purpose of the sacrifice. So Krishna here is emphasizing that he should reveal everything. Nanda Maharaj should reveal everything to him. So therefore the lesson to be learned is that Krishna is always ready to hear our plea. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. I give the intelligence required to act. But when he will give that intelligence, when we will reveal our heart to him, reveal our inner feelings to him, then Krishna will give that sufficient intelligence to act. So therefore, the lesson is that we have to know that Krishna is the closest friend, our real friend. And expressing our heart to the Supreme Lord and the representative of the Supreme Lord as spiritual master is most needed in spiritual life. If we reveal our heart to the Supreme Lord, then Krishna gives the sufficient intelligence regarding how to act, how to perform in our devotional service. And then further, he says, Krishna says that when people perform activities, sometimes they understand what they are doing and sometimes they don't. Those who don't know what they are doing achieve success, and those who are, they don't know the purpose behind it, they remain ignorant. So therefore, one has to know the purpose behind what one is doing. And therefore, regular discussion with the devotees on subject matter of spiritual subject matter is very much needed. Without consultation and without discussion, one may not get a right kind of guidance, or one may not get he may not be on a right track. He may commit so many mistakes. So therefore, in association of devotees, one must discuss always. Therefore, Prabhupada says in the one of the purports of Srimad Bhagavad Gita that detachment will come only when one discusses the subject matter of spiritual science based on scriptures and in association of devotees. One can become attached to Krishna, which is the whole purpose of performing devotional service, only by regular discussion in association of devotees on the basis of scriptures. This is in, I think, 15th chapter where how to develop detachment, Krishna tells that regular discussions on this particular subject matter is very much needed. So therefore, this is an important lesson that we need to discuss, we need to take guidance, consult the devotees before embarking on any aspect of our devotional service, which is very much needed. Otherwise, if we take decisions on our own without consulting, so it may be on a mental platform, and it has to go wrong. If it is it is not sanctioned by the devotees, if it is not given, it is not sanctioned by Guru Sadhu Shastra in one sense. So therefore, discussion and consulting is most important aspect of devotional service. And therefore, because Krishna was just a small child and he was so enthusiastic to know about the sacrifice, and therefore he demanded that a thorough explanation be given about what's happening, why this sacrifice has been performed and for whom it is performed. And therefore further he says, is this a ceremony based on scriptural injunction or simply custom of ordinary society? So he wants to know that does it have any solid scriptural basis or scriptural foundation, or is it just based on tradition? So Nanda Maharaj further explains, it is a local tradition to worship the demigod Indra. So Krishna is asking, is it just a tradition or it is has some scriptural basis also? So, not all traditions may have scriptural basis. So, therefore, following traditions is not wrong. But understanding the purpose behind the tradition and then following it is more important. In India, there are so many traditions. Different people have different traditions. And we cannot just outrightly say that they are all wrong. Many of those traditions, we may not be aware what's the purpose behind it. Now, from the point of view of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we know that who is supreme, why one should not worship demigods. That is like the whole overall picture. But even traditions which are been followed, ultimately they have some basis. They have some scientific understanding behind it. It's not just what people call it's a blind following, Andhashraddha. It has a basis. It has some science behind it. We cannot just outrightly say, oh, this is all outdated. Who will follow all these traditions? These are all old days, people who used to follow in old days. And just we cannot just say that it's all wrong. Many of those traditions are bona fide and they have a solid basis. And therefore here Krishna is also saying, is it a tradition? Is not condemning by saying that it's traditional. He is not condemning any tradition. He's saying, is it a tradition or does it have any solid scriptural foundation? And then the verse number 8, that is yesterday's verse. In this verse, Nanda Maharaj gives the logic behind the worship of demigod Indra. He says, this is a local custom. Indra sends rain, which is pleasing and gives life to entities such as grass. Indra is controller of rain. His clouds are his personal representatives. They provide rainwater, and rainwater brings happiness and sustenance to all creatures. So this particular verse, it highlights the qualities of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj being the eternal father of the Supreme Lord, his abode of simplicity, gratitude and joy. And he expresses his gratitude towards Indra. Though this is a pastime of the Lord, but still he has not given up the tradition. Though he has the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his father, as his son. But still, he has not given up the tradition. He is feeling grateful to Indra. Many times when we think that, yeah, now we are devotees of the Lord and no need to be grateful for other demigods. But in one sense, we have to be grateful to everything. We may not worship, but we have to be grateful. We know the source of everything is Krishna from philosophical point of view, but gratitude is such a quality where we cannot just discriminate between expressing gratitude we don't feel gratitude to someone and we feel gratitude to someone. Gratitude has to be for everyone. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, unless we are grateful to all living entities, we cannot chant Hare Krishna in the humble mood. So what to say of demigods also? So therefore, Nanda Maharaj is exclusively exhibiting this quality of gratitude, which is most important. And further, in today's verse, Nanda Maharaj is affectionately saying to Krishna, he is affectionately saying, Tam Tata Vayamanne. Tata is my dear son. He is affectionately addressing Krishna. Because Krishna was so eager and enthusiastic to know about the sacrifice, Nanda Maharaj being affectionate father, he is addressing him very affectionately. So he says, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur in his commentary says that, I have attained you by the mercy of demigods. This is another, like they are in Yoga Maya, where they have forgotten that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are giving credit to the demigods that we have obtained you as our son because of the blessings of the demigods. So you should not oppose this action. In this sacrifice, there should be no false pride. Because when you have an elaborate sacrifice, definitely one feels that he is doing something. He is better than others. Pride comes into the mind. Big sacrifices when you do. When you are doing something very extraordinary, definitely you take pride in it. And therefore, Nanda Maharaj is saying that there should be no false pride. We worship Indra by Indra's rain, just as Ganga, we worship Ganga as by offering the same Ganges water to Ganga. And therefore, further, Krishna spoke to arouse anger within Indra because Indra had developed pride. And just to crush the pride, further, as it is explained, Krishna performed this wonderful pastime. He manifested himself in front of all the Vrajvasis as Govardhan Hill. And he asked everyone to bow down, offer obeisances before the Govardhan Hill, circumambulate. And in this way, he enacted the pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill so that he could enjoy loving exchanges with his devotees for 7 days beneath the wonderful worshipable Govardhan Hill. So these are the wonderful pastimes of the Lord where this up to verse number 9 where Krishna asks these beautiful questions to Nanda Maharaj and further he refutes all Nanda Maharaj's presentation, which is today's verse where Nanda Maharaj is saying that other men also worship Indra because he is the Lord and master of rain-giving clouds. And further, in tomorrow's shloka, verse 10, he says, by accepting the remnants of sacrifice performed to Indra, people sustain their lives and accomplish the threefold aims of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. Thus, Lord Indra is the agent responsible for the fruitive success of industrious people. So therefore, further, Krishna refutes Nanda Maharaj's presentation by his eloquent delivery, which amazed all the Vrajvasis. And they were literally stunned by the presentation made by a small boy of 7 years old. He's giving such wonderful, eloquent presentation, refuting everything. And ultimately coming to the conclusion where Krishna says that worship of cows, brahmanas and Govardhan Hill is the topmost. And he manifests himself as Govardhan Hill. And that is how Vrajvasis start worshipping the Govardhan Hill, which is non-different from Krishna's body. So this is a wonderful pastime where we can learn so many lessons which are very practical in our day-to-day life. So whole pastime of this lifting Govardhan Hill is to exchange, have loving exchanges, experience loving exchanges. Krishna is experiencing loving exchanges with his devotees. So that's the unique effect of love of God. Love for Krishna has an unique effect. Chaitanya Charitamrita states that love of Krishna has an unique effect. It imbues superiors, equals or inferiors with a service attitude, with a loving service attitude to Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj's service attitude towards Krishna, we cannot understand. It's on such an exalted platform. But we can understand by his super excellence of his quality of service that Krishna is accepting service from Nanda Maharaj, his father. On a material level, if we see an ordinary child, we may will feel awkward to accept service from his elderly father. But here is a transcendental exchange. That's the effect of the love of Krishna. Love for Krishna is a unique effect that it imbues, whether one is superior or inferior or equal, with the service attitude. So therefore, this particular shloka from 10th canto, that Lord performs his pastimes, anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham astita bhajate tadrishi krida yah shrutva tat parabhavet. When Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to his devotees, he engages in such pastimes as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to him. So ultimately all these pastimes are meant for the conditioned souls like us, that we get attracted towards Krishna and we develop that service attitude, which is most important, because there are only two options, whether we serve Krishna or we serve Maya. So whatever we can select, we have the free will. But through these activities, through these pastimes of the Lord, one gets attracted to the Lord. Of his amazing, wonderful activities, personality, his speech, and one feels like having Krishna as his master. And master means we would like to render service. So therefore, hearing all these pastimes in a proper attitude will lead to proper development of service attitude, which is ultimate aim of human form of life. Developing that loving service attitude to Supreme Lord Krishna and his devotees. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.